Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Paul D. Mann. Now who was Paul D. Mann? Now Paul D. Mann was a US literary critic. Originally he was Belgian. He was born in Belgium but later on he immigrated to the United States in 1947. He attended Harvard University and later on also joined faculty position at Yale University. And at Yale University, he remained there for the rest of his life. And his most important work, or let's say groundbreaking work, is called Blindness and Insight. Okay, Blindness and Insight, which came out in 1971. And he, means Paul D. Mann, along with J.H. Miller, made Yale University the American Center for Deconstructive Literary Criticism. And he, along with J.H. Miller, were the most prominent members of the Yale School of Literature. And Paul D. Mann, along with Jacques Derrida, is regarded as one of the major proponents of deconstruction. Paul D. Mann is famous for his work in academics, and especially in the field of deconstruction, but he is also notorious for some of his writings about Jews and his immoral kind of marital life. First, he married a woman who at that time was married to somebody else and had not obtained divorce. After that, while Paul D. Mann was still in the marriage with her, later on he also married a undergraduate student. So at one point in time, he was practicing bigamy, means having two wives at the same time. This is one of the reasons why later on his repute in the academic world went down. Because of his several misconducts that he had done during the past, especially with respect to his personal life, marital life, and also his past writings, which were considered to be anti-Semitic, means against Jews. Now later on in the mid-1960s, Paul D. Mann became friends with Jacques Derrida, with whom he developed the deconstruction theory. At first, this theory of deconstruction was just limited to literary analysis. And basically, deconstruction said that all language contradicts itself and its claims to meaning are slippery. So, as the deconstructionists normally say that language is slippery because we can't arrive at a precise meaning if we use language. And this approach of theirs, means deconstruction, it soon gained influence in the wide range of other academic disciplines. For example, architecture, theology, anthropology, law, and of course it was later on also taken up by feminists and other movements. Paul D. Mann and Jacques Derrida were friends at one point in time, but after the year 1988, when there was a conference in which some of the participants in the conference highlighted the misconduct which Paul D. Mann had committed in his past, whether it be marital misconduct, whether it be being against the Jews or writing anti-Semitic papers. So when in the conference this was highlighted, his repute went down, and after that even Jacques Derrida distanced himself from Paul D. Mann. After that many people distanced themselves from Paul D. Mann because nobody wanted to spoil their repute in the process of supporting somebody who was guilty of such immoral or unethical behavior. So from an exam point of view, just remember that Paul D. Mann is closely associated with the movement of deconstruction. He was a faculty member at Yale University, and over there he is associated with the Yale School of Literary Criticism. And Yale School was famous for supporting deconstruction. And from an exam point of view, just remember the names of his important works, one of which is Blindness and Insight, and the full title is Blindness and Insight, Essays in the Rhetoric of Contemporary Criticism. This is the full title. And then there is another work of his called Autobiography as Defacement. Okay, Autobiography as Defacement, which came out in 1979, in which Paul D. Mann refers to a mute woodsman. Mute woodsman means mute woodcutter. And this character of the mute woodcutter was created originally by English poet William Wordsworth in his famous work called The Excursion. Okay, The Excursion, which came out in 1814. Now basically what this woodcutter does is, he lives in complete isolation because this woodcutter can neither hear nor speak. But for Paul D. Mann, the woodsman or the woodcutter who cannot even know the sounding waterfalls in the woods, which to him is no more than a picture, means the waterfalls or anything, because he cannot hear anything. This woodcutter embodies humanity in its abysmal loneliness. Just imagine being a woodcutter in the woods or in the jungles but you can't hear or speak anything, it will be totally lonely. This is the figure which he talks about, which Paul DeMann talks about in his work called Autobiography as Defacement. And at the end of this essay, which Paul DeMann wrote, he uses a controversial phrase, quote, "Death is a displaced name for a linguistic predicament," unquote. Okay, death is a displaced name for a linguistic predicament, unquote.